Hello, this is Stephen Fontana with the University of North Carolina, Wilmington, North Carolina, and as the Technology Development Officer for UNCW, I've provided an article called Technology Development as an Alternative to Traditional Technology Transfer Models. And I'd like to spend just a few minutes going through some of the highlights of the article, and goes as such. There's a substantial body of literature on the role that U.S. and international institutions of higher learning play in the commercialization of technological innovations and the resulting impact on local, national, and global economic development. One recurring theme is the dynamic tension between the traditional values and mission of such institutions and their expanded role in technology transfer and the associated pursuit of economic and societal rewards. Established tech transfer offices continually refine their business methods, relationships with industry, best practices, and myriad other business models. Some of these offices use the term technology development, with or without the more traditional technology transfer term, to reflect their development focus or modus operandi. For example, Harvard University has its Office of Technology Development, Vanderbilt has its Office of Technology Transfer and Enterprise Development, Tulane University and its Office of Technology Transfer and Intellectual Property Development, the University of Wisconsin Systems Office of Technology Development and Transfer, and the Office of Technology Development at the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. However, technology transfer is a relatively new concept for what could be described as developing tech transfers offices. Developing tech transfer offices are typically found at traditional teaching colleges, non-flagship or non-land-grant developed institutions within a state university system, and institutions for which technology transfer or economic development is of recent interest or has recently been mandated by the parent system. Compared to traditional tech transfer offices, developing tech transfer offices generally lack sufficient financial resources, experienced personnel, and knowledge of common business practices. U.S. and international intellectual property law and practices, valuation processes, and product and business development. Particularly for developing tech transfer offices, the following are a few steps to improve internal commercialization activities and processes in institutions lacking the resources available to larger established institutions. Record of invention form. Technology development begins with creating an appropriate record of invention form. Existing forms, including those used by many commercial businesses, are often long and cumbersome and ask for information that could cause future IP issues. These forms typically require inventors to disclose their perception of relevant prior art, including drawings and other illustrations, but this perception may or may not be relevant to a patent attorney's determination of the invention's patentability. Unfortunately, the developing tech transfer office typically receives the record of invention's perception of prior art before counsel has evaluated it. If litigation ensues, this information will be discoverable and can be used against the respective patent holder or licensee. Moreover, most product development personnel recognize that many disclosed inventions have applications other than those proposed that frequently become the basis of one or more commercial products. Accordingly, a brief disclosure that provides the basic information relative to an invention is all that is required and should include, in addition to the inventor's personal information, an abstract generally describing the scope and breadth of the perceived invention. Next could follow a preliminary conversation. It is imperative that the developing tech transfer office contact the inventor soon after receipt of a record of invention form. This is especially true when patenting innovations and commercial development are new concepts within an institution's culture, and there is likely to be a lack of interest or resistance on the part of the institution, as well as misunderstandings about its intellectual property and licensing policies. The initial consultation is the beginning of a long-term relationship, and while it takes more time and effort early in the process, can build trust and create additional energy around the invention. The first interview should address the central issue of whether the inventor has submitted a disclosure form in pursuit of intellectual property protection or merely to fulfill the institution's requirements. Research is fundamental to the mission and most institutions, and to the extent that an innovation is the product of basic or applied research, the institution must respect the inventor's desire to participate in any development. If the inventor seeks to explore the invention's commercial potential, the Developing Tech Transfer Office should initiate the evaluation process, which consists of the following stages, and the order can vary for these stages. Motivation. What led to the invention? This question will not only provide the motivation behind the invention, but should also lead to a more detailed explanation of the state of its development and a broad snapshot of the prior art. Public disclosures. The inventor must verbally disclose any relevant publications or non-confidential presentations about part or all of the invention. The Developing Tech Transfer Officer should make it clear that any such public disclosures and the time period during which they occurred could seriously impact the likelihood of obtaining U.S. or international patent protection. Certain legal jurisdictions, including the U.S., permit the filing of a patent application within 1 year of the date of a relevant public disclosure by the same person, while others, including many foreign countries, require no prior public disclosure for a patent application to legally mature into an issued patent. Brainstorming. Notwithstanding the invention's intended use, what other commercial opportunities exist? The Developing Tech Transfer Office can earn the inventor's confidence if its representatives understand, at a minimum, the basic engineering and science underlying the invention and can suggest other commercial options. If the Developing Tech Transfer Office does not have a prior relationship with the inventor, its representatives can describe other development projects and hopefully relate successes that motivate the inventor to go forward with the process, starting with the specific next steps. Reassurances. During the preliminary conversation, the Developing Tech Transfer Officer should reassure the inventor that its representatives will remain engaged, that involvement in the commercial process will not substantively impact publications. In fact, preparing a patent application could actually aid such efforts, and that pursuing intellectual property protection or commercialization likely will require additional time and commitment from the inventor. Team building and patent analysis. Developing tech transfer offices typically have insufficient personnel capable of evaluating the potential commercial success of a broad spectrum of technology. However, most of the resources required to assess a given technology likely reside within the institution and its neighboring community. Rather than form a standing internal patent review committee consisting of all the parties that may have a political interest in its deliberations, which can swell the committee to untenable numbers, the Developing Tech Transfer Office should form a more dynamic standing committee of no more than 4 or 5 persons. This is no magic formula for designating committee members, but logic and good sense must prevail. For example, a dean of research, 2 senior scientists from different disciplines, a legal representative, and a business affairs or business school representative could form a core committee. The Developing Tech Transfer Office could bring in other personnel on an ad hoc basis to evaluate a particular record of invention and provide recommendations to the standing committee. The intent at this stage in this process is to evaluate and categorize all innovations. Many industries conduct monthly or, more commonly, quarterly reviews of all records of invention, and companies in those industries accordingly maintain evaluation criteria and categorizations of innovations. Such categorizations or classifications can vary among parties, but are general concepts that consider whether an application is ready to be filed, all the work is done, not ready, but still interested in filing an application once work is completely, well, I should say once work is completed. And another option is to maintain the innovation as a trade secret. And then finally, no application is to be filed, and the inventor may freely publish his or her work. In some instances, innovations may be commercialized to the innovations may be commercialized without the existence of attending intellectual property. Patent drafting, filing, and prosecution. To be successful, inventors must disclose an innovation as soon as reasonably possible to the Developing Tech Transfer Office's Technology Development Officer. The Technology Development Officer must be able to understand the underlying science and engineering captured in the invention's broad vision, as well as any nuances in the technology that could lead to commercial opportunities other than those originally conceived by the inventor. If the inventor is committed to further discovery and development, the Technology Development Officer should initiate a review of the prior art in light of the proposed inventive subject matter and conduct an initial market evaluation followed by additional market research to frame the potential market segments and begin to identify potential buyers, licensees, and collaborators. The result of this effort will dictate future commercialization efforts. It is common for a Technology Development Officer with the appropriate expertise to suggest additional work or experimentation, and in some cases, assist in the design of future research activities to address market concerns or better define patentable subject matter. If the Technology Development Officer and inventor have agreed to proceed and the initial market evaluation supports additional efforts, the Technology Development Officer should submit the Record of Invention form along with an initial evaluation and a recommendation to the Patent Committee. The Patent Committee should provide appropriate feedback to the Technology Development Officer and Inventor team, and a Technology Development Officer can appear before a Patent Committee multiple times for a given invention until the committee reaches a final decision. Because developing Technology Development Offices typically have limited resources, the Technology Development Officer turns to a business advisory group made up of experts within the institution as well as others drafted from the local or statewide community. Example of those include intra-institutional scientific and engineering experts, intra-institutional business personnel who provide an entrepreneurial perspective and may be willing to assist in the drafting of business plans, state-supported agencies, for example, the state of North Carolina supports the Small Business Technology and Development Center, which embraces a multitude of state offices staffed by experienced technical and business consultants. State or regional entrepreneurial support agencies, for example, the Council for Entrepreneurial Development stimulates the creation and growth of high-impact companies in the Greater Research Triangle area of North Carolina. There's also an organization called SCORE, which is a nonprofit resource partner of the U.S. Small Business Administration dedicated to the formation, growth, and success of small business with offices throughout the country. In addition, there's local, regional, and state economic development organizations, local entrepreneurs, and local experienced retirees. Another key member of this team could be a patent attorney. Some patent attorneys are willing to evaluate a developing tech transfer office's challenges and provide guidance during the technology development process, knowing that their firm will draft and prosecute any resulting patent applications. They can also save the developing tech transfer office money during the patent drafting phase by suggesting additional work or the inclusion of experimental data. Patent attorneys often have access to associates with a broad range of technical education and expertise that can benefit present or future projects. Technology transfer offices for established research-based institutions have developed effective methods to transfer technology to industry and to market their own products, obtaining both educational and financial benefits for their parent institution and positively impacting both local communities and society at large. As traditional tech transfer offices continue to evolve in response to dynamic economic and social conditions, Tech transfer offices at smaller institutions, or those new to economic development, have struggled frequently with limited or declining resources. As such, developing tech transfer offices are recognizing the need to implement additional creative practices to meet present and future demands. University of North Carolina at Wilmington is one of many institutions that have developed a dynamic model that focuses on technology development rather than traditional technology transfer. This model requires a vision, support from senior management and faculty, educating those involved in or tangential to the process, building or enhancing various relationships both within and outside of the institution, and a high level of energy and commitment.